My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview today on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 2nd of September 2009 and the time is 2:30 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Yeah, my name is Abdul Khamis and my age is 38 now.
And where are you from?
Well, London, Holloway Road, Hornsey Road.
And how are you feeling about going up on the plinth today?
Well, I'm very excited, I cannot wait.
And do you know what it is that you'll be doing?
Yes, I will do some demonstration for salsa and the children that can see how we do it in London. And that's it.
And why have you chosen to do that on the plinth?
Well, I made a mistake in the past for my daughter. So I want to show my daughter just change, my lady Catherine, to say I'm a better person. So try to take the chance.
Will your daughter be watching?
Well, I hope yes, she will watch it.
Where is your daughter?
Well, now she's in German. Her name is Tara. After the mistake I make it, I was a very good person, but someone took me to casino. I started to be a gambler, very addicted. I'm not proud of it, to be a gambler. I'm ashamed myself. But what's happened is happened. I have to move forward and to see what I can do in my life in the future.
What are the things that are important?
Well, I've been doing a chef for a while. I'm a very good cook. And very important for me to do my dance and to look after my daughter to make sure she's going in the right direction. I can support her to go to university and college. Yeah.
And do you work as a cook, did you say?
Or? Yes, I was working as a cook. In Woksmoor in Liverpool Street in the city. Well, I left the job 3 weeks ago, but I'm looking forward to have my own restaurant or my own coffee shop in the future.
Would that be your ambition for the future to achieve
that? Yeah, that's my dream life.
And what kind of food would you like to cook and serve in this place?
Well, we are in London, so it's gonna be a English cuisine and Spanish.
And can you tell me about your dancing? How have you got interested in dancing?
Yeah, since when I was very small, I was dancing, but my brother was bullying me a lot. He forced us to dance, even if you don't want to dance. So by the end, I succeeded. I've been very good. I've been a dancer, cha-cha, salsa, mambo, reggaeton. So now I can dance bachata and tango.
And do you dance just as a personal interest, or do you teach it, or what is your involvement with dance?
Well, I'm teaching dancing and I'm a DJ too. I'm DJ Latin music and funk house in everyone Leicester Square, and most of the people that know Rico, DJ Rico, in whole London. So I'm quite very famous. I met so many actors and my friend, like Serena Williams and Joe Bond, most celebrities in London.
And what is it that you enjoy about DJing and dancing?
I'm happy to work with people. I love social life, people.
And what do you get from your DJing when you're playing music? What is it that you enjoy, or when you're dancing, what do you enjoy about?
Well, I appreciate if people that say, oh, thank you, you know, you teach me something very good. You're a very good dancer, and I really enjoy the way you move, the way you dance. So I like when people that give you feedback to say thank you.
How did you first hear about this project?
Well, I was walking around, and I was fascinated to see the project. I've been here a couple of times. I never stopped coming to watch your project. That's okay. It's a time for me to try. Maybe my lucky time to try, and I can present my daughter too. So thanks God, you just gave me an opportunity to be here now, right now.
And what does the opportunity mean to you? What is it that you are happy about having this position to go upon the plinth?
First, that is one of heart of London, is Trafalgar Square. It's the most famous place in the whole world. If you have that kind of opportunity to be in Trafalgar Square, means you have dream life, and you're really lucky.
And from the things that you've seen upon the plinth when coming to the square, what have you liked about it, or what have you disliked?
Well, I like it because they're secure, they're very friendly, and people are very nice. It's quite a very warm place, including the summer, like now. So it's a lot of excited to be here.
When you go up on the plinth, what do you hope happens?
Well, definitely it's going to be a lot of tourists passing, and I would love to say hello all the tourists and to greet them, to say welcome to London. London is a safe place and it's nice.
Do you have any worries at all about going up on the plinth?
I don't have any worry, but normally I don't like height. But for this opportunity, I think I'm lucky to be in this position now.
And do you have any expectations? What do you think the hour on the plinth will be like?
Really no, because if I'm going to be there, I think I will see the view of London. So part of that is a bonus, not because I'm going to perform it, but I will see London, how beautiful it is.
And are you looking forward to seeing the view from up on the plinth?
Yes, definitely I'm looking forward to see the view from the plinth, yeah.
And when you come down from the plinth, how do you hope to be feeling? What do you want to get from the experience?
Well, I feel I'll go home and sleep like a baby. I feel like my dream just come true.
How would you describe yourself as a person?
Very humble and very talented and very smart.
And what are the things that are important to you now, at this moment in time in your life? What are the things that you that are important?
Well, I'm working very hard to put my house together, to get my daughter back and my lady. And that's what I'm trying to do, because I make a mistake. Don't repeat again, make a mistake in life, but I'm trying to build up the relationship back.
Okay, and before we finish, is there anything else that you would like to tell us about or add to the interview?
Well, I don't have much to say. I am a person very reserved and quiet.
Okay, well, thank you. I hope you have a good time.
Welcome.